Welcome to Nova's here. My name is Greg Horn. We have been talking about faithfulness the last couple of days. I'll believe it when I see it. We talked about on Wednesday about what causes us not to be faithful. And yesterday we talked about how we can know that God is faithful. If you missed those two 14-minute programs, really want to encourage you to check them out at our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Or subscribe to our podcast. We're on the Podbean app or iTunes. Just type in Hope is Here and subscribe to us there, and you will automatically get those programs sent to you each day. Also, if you've been blessed by the program, would you leave a comment on Podbean or iTunes? It just helps people, and we have good, positive reviews of people who have been blessed by Hope is Here to find us easier. Well, we talked about yesterday, finished up talking about how we know that God is faithful. One, we look over history in the Bible. The second way I think we can know that God is faithful is we just rewind the tape of our life. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." And as I've looked over my life, and I've shared numerous stories with you, and I know that you could too, but I think sometimes the enemy doesn't want us to remember those. It's just Satan wants to say to you the old question, "What have you done for me lately?" The old Janet Jackson song. What have you done for me lately? You know, what has God done for me lately? And friends, sometimes we are in a season of waiting. And I know nobody likes to wait. I mean, I don't like to wait. But I also know that when I do wait and when I display that fruit of the Spirit, patience in my life, that God always does some amazing things. And then when they happen, I know they came from God and not from Greg Horn and what I'm trying to do in my power. Psalm 37, verse 7 has been a verse over the last few years that's really spoke to me quite often. "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways and when they carry out their wicked schemes." Just the first part of that verse, I love it. 37, 7, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." And somebody listening today, I know you need to hear that. But remember, God has done many wonderful things in your life. And sometimes I've gone back and just journal when I've gotten in discouraging seasons of life, just remembering times that God has been so faithful to me. Mark Batterson, I've been doing his prayer devotional recently called Draw the Circle. And it says, the circumstances we ask God to change are often the circumstances that God is using to change us. Say that one more time, Mark Batterson. The circumstances that we ask God to change in our lives are often the circumstances that God is using to change us. Can I get an amen on that? What a good word that is. And as I rewind the tape of my life, I've seen God do that over and over again. And I know many of you listening today can attest to that too. When our time remaining today, I want to share 7 things with you on how we can stay faithful. And God wants to give us the fruit of the Spirit, faithfulness. And I want to share some things I think can help us to stay faithful. I know a lot of people like to take notes as they listen to the radio programs or the podcasts. The first one simply is read God's Word every day. Read God's Word every day. Friends, there's no substitute for that. I'd love for you to listen to Hope is Here, and I hope that I help. I use a lot of scripture, try to get you into God's Word and things that God's teaching me. But these 14 minutes, there's no substitute using Hope is Here even for reading your Bible and reading God's Word. And you can get it on your phone now. We have no excuse not to do it. I'm still old school and love to get God's Word out. I've got 2 Bibles I use. One that my dad gave me 10 years ago. And then one that I got when my dad died 5 years ago to the visitation, Anthony Combs and his wife Olivia gave me a Bible on March 21st, 2016. And never forget what Anthony wrote inside that Bible that I've used often and that I used to preach on places now on Sundays. He wrote in it, "Greg, as you enter a new season of life, I wanted to give you this new Bible. Our worlds change and our lives change, but God's Word and His love always remain the same." I hope that each time you preach or teach from this Bible, you'll always look back at wonderful memories of your dad and lead people to the cross. We love you, Anthony and Olivia Cones. And you also put Eddie Joe on there, my dad, because my dad's name was Eddie Joe. He's from Inez, Kentucky, and that's what people back home called him, or they just called him Joe. And I spend time in either one of those two Bibles. I can't tell you every day, but it's 98% of those days. And God's not looking for perfection, but that's where I draw my hope from. That's where I draw my strength from. And God wants to give you that same strength and hope from his word, but got to make it a priority. Psalm 119, verse 5 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." So spend some time each day, preferably in the morning, to help you stay faithful. A second thing that helps us to stay faithful is to speak words of praise, life, and be positive. I spoke about that on Wednesday's program. If you missed that, really will encourage you to go back and listen to that 14-minute program. Great quote by Peter Sage. "Complaining about your current circumstances is the glue that keeps you attached to them." Friends, I know it sounds like it's comforting. It makes us feel comfortable. We just speak about something. But God has shown me in my own life and through others' life that sometimes it's like a broken record. You know, you keep going over and over again, and yet you need to stop and start praying about the situation that you're dealing with instead of complaining about it. Psalm chapter 89, verse 1 says, "I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness, God, to all generations." I also love this quote by Mark Batterson. "Worship is forgetting about what's wrong with you and remembering what's right with God." Worship is forgetting about what's wrong with you and remembering what's right with God. And that will definitely help you with being faithful, even when you don't feel like being faithful. A third way that we can stay faithful is to realize that there will be disappointing days in our lives. Realize that there's going to be disappointing days in our lives. Jesus warned us in John chapter 16, verse 33, "In this world, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." And friends, if Jesus is with you, you can get through whatever it is you're dealing with. Doesn't mean it may not hurt. Doesn't mean that tears may not be shed. Doesn't mean that you're not lonely at times. But yet, God has said, these things will happen, but I am with you. I've overcome the world, and I'll help you overcome any of these situations you're dealing with. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." And I have to be reminded that often when I don't understand what God's doing or when I've had a disappointing day. A fourth way we can stay faithful, this sounds so simple, but a lot of times we don't do it. We just spend time worrying. But if you want to stay faithful, number four, simply ask God for help. Ask God for help. A lot of times, now it's not as much an issue, but when I was growing in my 30s and sometimes even early 40s, and I would be worried about something and talking with a friend, and they'd say, "Well, have you prayed about it?" And I'd be embarrassed to admit sometimes, I'm honest, I probably have, and I've talked a lot about it, and I've worried a lot about it, but I haven't gotten just in a quiet conversation with God and prayed about it. Psalm chapter 86, verse 1 says, "Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness." You want to be more faithful? Ask God to teach you. Joel chapter 2, verse 13, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is compassionate. He is slow to anger, and he's abounding in love." And I know some of you feel like, well, that's why I can't ask God for help, because there's some sin in my life, or I know I've disappointed God with numerous decisions over the years. Friends, yes, God does discipline those he loves at times, but you know what? Like the prodigal son, God always welcomes us back with open arms when we ask for forgiveness And I want to encourage you today to do what Joel chapter 2, verse 13 says. Return to the Lord your God, because he is compassionate. He is slow to anger. And most of all, he's abounding in love. A fifth way that we can stay faithful and have faithfulness in our life is don't play the compare game. Don't play the compare game. Man, I'm really good at that. And I know you hear me talk about this every month in one of our programs or with a guest, that about playing the compare game. Either one of two things happens. Either one, if you're doing better in some areas of life than other people, pride sets in. But the big one, I think, that keeps us from being faithful is when we talk, when we compare and we don't have as much, or we're not as, have as much money, drive as nice a car, don't look as good physically, our kids don't go, are doing as well in sports, or go to, you know, get the same kind of grades, or, you know, just on and on, we compare things, our weight loss, how much Bible knowledge we have, how many highlight marks we have in our Bible. If we sit by somebody at a Bible study or a class, a life group, friends, don't play the compare game if you want to be faithful. Stephen Furtick, a wonderful pastor down in Charlotte, North Carolina, Elevation Church, had a great quote. I heard him share at a conference a few years ago I was at. He says, "The reason why we struggle with insecurity is because we are comparing our behind the scenes with everybody else's highlight reel." Say that again. The reason why we struggle with insecurity is because we compare our behind the scenes with everybody else's highlight reel. Friends, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everybody puts the positive things in their life. They don't put the painful, the negative things. And I can tell you this, if there's one thing that I know, that I know, that I know, that I will be doing ministry 20 years this August since I got ordained, part of it full-time, the last few years bivocational. And here's what I know. Everybody is struggling with something. I don't care what car they drive, how much money they got in the bank, what kind of clothes they wear, how white their teeth are, what they look like. Everybody's struggling with something. I know that I know that. So don't play the compare game, because it'll keep you from having faithfulness in your life. Sixth thing on how we can stay faithful, remember, we get a new start every 24 hours. I think this might be one of the most important things on this list of seven things on how to stay faithful. Friends, I know days are tough, weeks are tough, months are tough, sometimes years are tough, but I'm so thankful God divided up our years and our life into a new 24 hours every day. And I love the verse in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, Lord." Oh my goodness. Somebody needs to get their Bible out and highlight that. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. So we've talked about how can we stay faithful. Number one, read God's word every day. Number two, speak words of praise to God. Speak words of life and being positive. Number three, realize that we will all have disappointing days. Number four, ask God for help. Number five, don't play the compare game. Number six, remember, we get a new start every 24 hours. And last but not least, number seven, how can we stay faithful? Decide to be faithful every morning. Friends, we get a choice every day. Decide to be faithful every morning. Remember, I talked about Job earlier this week. Well, even though he went through so much pain and suffering, Job 13:15 simply said, Job said, "Though God slay me, yet will I trust in him. Though God slay me, yet will I trust in him." May that be true of you and me today. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
For all your heating and air needs, contact the professionals at Green Box Heating and Air. Locally owned for over a decade, Green Box Heating and Air wants to help you get ready now for the spring and upcoming hot summer months. To request service, call Green Box Heating and Air today at 859-279-0214. Again, that's 859-279-0214. 0214.